Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. The February 19th exclusion day is approaching fast. The exclusion day is the deadline for children attending school to be updated on their immunization shots. For children who are not up to date on immunization, they will not be able to attend school until they are up to date. This exclusion is for the safety of all students, but there are options for the students to catch up on their shots. For Indian Health eligible students, you can check your child's immunization records at the Health and Wellness Center and get caught up if needed. Warm Springs Indian Health Service and Community Health provide excellent awareness for families and have a high immunization rate. Valentine's Day is fast approaching. Neighbor Impact and Dutch Brothers will celebrate Valentine's Day with Dutch Love Day, where a dollar from each drink sold is donated to organizations dedicated to creating stronger, healthier communities through hunger relief efforts. According to KTVZ.com, Neighbor Impact is Central Oregon's largest nonprofit organization, serving nearly 50,000 households annually in Crook, Deschutes, and Jefferson counties, and the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. This is the 14th year Dutch Brothers and its customers have supported organizations fighting food insecurity. In 2019, Dutch Brothers and its customers donated more than $350,000, providing more than 1 million meals for local communities. This year, Dutch Brothers hopes to exceed that number. Officials at the Oregon Department of Forestry say just 7 months into the state's two-year budget cycle, they've spent most of the money lawmakers approved for the entire biennium and now need an emergency cash infusion. The Oregonian Oregon Live reports that agency officials say they need between $52 to $132 million. Otherwise, they'll have exhausted their budget by March. The request comes as lawmakers and the governor are looking to expand the agency even further. They're sponsoring bills that would bolster the agency's firefighting capabilities and the forest restoration work above and beyond the immediate budget requests. As floodwaters continue to recede in Umatilla County, residents and officials are assessing the damage in the wake of catastrophic flooding. Donald Orr reports.
Umatilla County officials are urging homeowners, renters, and businesses impacted by the flood to report damages to the county by noon on Thursday. The county says the reports will be used to request additional financial support from the state and federal government. Don Hamilton is with the Oregon Department of Transportation. He says Interstate 84, Highway 204, and other rural roads are still being assessed and repaired.
We've got some roads that are almost washed out. We've got a lot of damage to bridges and people that have been kind of stranded and are having trouble getting out of there, getting away from their homes if they're cut off. But the floodwaters are starting to drop down. So for all the issues that we've been having, things are starting to improve.
While ODOT has opened one lane in each direction near Hermiston, there's no timeline for reopening the second east and westbound lanes on I-84. I'm Donald Orr reporting.
And in local sports, Warm Springs K-8 girls basketball teams were in action yesterday at Obsidian Middle School. The 7th grade girls dropped their second game of the season 25-24. Leading scorers were Bianca Plazola with 7 points, Annalicia Johnson with 5, and Camille Smith, Kayliani Estimo, and Kiana Allen with 4 points each. The 8th grade girls soared over Obsidian 53-22, led by Sasha Esquiro with 16 points, Talise Wapshelli with 14, and Caitlin Tanawasha with 9 points. They are back in action today in Culver, with games starting at 3:45 p.m. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.